This morning we have a guest sitting here with us in the studio. Jackie Wicke is with us here this morning because it's getting just about that time again for the BPW's annual Fall Craft Show. Jackie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, doing good. Getting ready for the craft show. It just comes around faster every year.
It does. Well, I know you and the other volunteers have been very busy putting together the program, the vendors and things. Have you had good response this year?
Very good response, yep. We are pretty much full house. So that's great. You know, we're just going to work with everyone we got and quite a variety. My co-chair is Brandy Miracle, and she's got over 40 different vendors ready. There's some home-based businesses that's going to be there. There's 31 gifts and the Colt Street Nails, the pain cream. People will be back, and I had to go for that last year, and it was wonderful. Tastefully Simple, Pampered Chef Mary Kay will be there, and also the Kiwanis will have a booth out front there with their flags and their flagpoles. They always like to come out then. We'll have cupcakes, all kinds of baked goods, jams, jellies, popcorn, our little puppet, Mary, or Susie Q and
sure.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there because they make peanut clusters, and that's a fundraiser for her daddy, is what she says. So they're going to be there with their peanut clusters. We'll have people there with birdhouses, tie blankets, jewelry is always a big thing, replacement windows, and fairy gardens, freeze-dried candy. Now that sounds interesting. I'm going to have to check that one out. Doll clothes that are locally made here, candles, clocks, books, tie-dyed items, popcorn, and of course, anything for all of the holidays coming up. You know, we got Halloween right around the corner, and then Thanksgiving, and of course, Christmas. There'll be ornaments for all of that. Yard decor, towels. A little gal here in town makes beautiful towels that hang on your refrigerator door, oven door. So it's always something for that. For, you know, every holiday, you need to change them. Tumblers and needlework. Just something for everybody, really. Wreaths and centerpieces, quilting fabric and patterns. Like I said, something for everyone.
Yeah, lots of things for the house, around the house. And I here you've got all my favorite food groups covered.
You bet.
We're
and
good
if
there.
That doesn't, you know, enough for you, then we are serving lunch at the concession stand too, and that's what really helps us. We'll have all kinds of food available, homemade pies. Margot Chester from Messina that works at the sale barn, she's going to be making all the pie. So they are homemade. We'll have Sloppy Joe's, pulled pork, hot dogs. We'll can fill you up that way too. So all of our money that we make for, you know, renting the building and running it out to the vendors and for the lunch, that stays right here in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
We give scholarships to non-traditional students, and that is being someone who is out of high school for at least 5 years. I always like to tell this story about one of our members now. She had joined BPW after she'd gotten her scholarship. She'd put out on Facebook and said, does anybody know any organization that gives scholarships to old people? And she's not old by any means, but she'd had her family and she was ready to get back into college. So she got one of our scholarships, and she also got one of our BPW Iowa State scholarships too. So she's been a great advocate for our scholarships, that they really do help, you know, so she's very good at that and happy to have her in our group. So
very good. We didn't mention up front, but that Fall Craft Show is coming up on Saturday, October 22nd. So coming up this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be held at the Cass County Community Building here on 10th Street in Atlantic. So easy to find, lots of space inside for you to roam. You mentioned the one example there about the scholarships. Do you get feedback from other scholarship awardees?
Yes, we do. We have several members. We give a year's membership to each of the scholarship recipients, and we have several members that have continued on their membership after that too, because they were just so excited to be able to have the help to be able to finish their education or just get back to it, you know, as a first time.
Why the focus on non-traditional students?
Mainly because there's so many other scholarships available for high school, And we do take care of a scholarship that is for a high school student, and that's a STEM student that we take care of from a gal that is from Exira. And she felt that for many years, and she has already been through her career, retired, but she was in the STEM area and felt that she'd been passed over many, many times because being a woman in that field. So she gives us money to look after, to give to a high school student trying to get into that. But the rest of them, just being that, because it's hard to help get some help, you know, after you've been out of
high school. What's the application process like for those who might be interested?
We start that about February 1st. Okay. And they're due back by March, and we give several $1,000 scholarships. Mm-hmm. We also take care of some local people that give money, $1,000 scholarships for like a nursing degree. Roger Mendenhall, in memory of his wife, Bev, we take care of that for him every year. Don Sontag has been really great about donating $1,000 to go back to a traditional student, non-traditional student like that also, just to help us out. And then whatever we make from our craft shows and our fundraisers go towards that too. Plus, it's also money that we give back to the community. Nothing is personal. It doesn't go to any of us individually. This all goes back to the community. And you know, we help out with firemen or the Y, park and rec, different things like that that we see a need. The shop with a cop, we do that every year. Just anything that we see a need that we want to donate to. So everything goes back to the community.
Sure. All community-based. So you know that the money that you spend here is going to stay mm-hmm. here largely, too,
That's
and help
right.
folks from here. The scholarship's mm-hmm. always important. Everybody who is involved is mining for scholarship mm-hmm. dollars. And as you say, sometimes with the non-traditional students, it can be a little bit more difficult. They don't have some of the avenues to find these things, like students who are getting the help of an advisor, a counselor or something.
Yeah, very much so. Just like that gal that I was talking about, you know, that she wanted something for old people.
Well, however you phrase it, they're all yep. valuable, that's for sure. Well, a lot of these vendors that are going to be setting up here, will some of them have maybe some samples and things? Do you get a chance to kind of try out or ask a lot of questions
there
about
is this? A lot of them that do have some sample plates, uh-huh. you know, that they want you to try out, you know, things like that. So it's a good way. We all try to talk with people, just finding out where they all come from. And we bring a lot of people into town that day. So they not only, you know, come out and visit us, but they're here for the day usually. So they're either getting gas or doing other shopping, you know, groceries, whatever. So they're here for the day. So it helps us all out.
Men and women.
You bet. And of course, with our lunch, we do a lot of to-go things. So they have supper that night too.
Excellent. All right.
Even some of the farmers get that taken out to the field at this time of year.
It can happen.
It does.
Very good. Well, you must have a lot of satisfied vendors if they continue to come back year after year.
They do. They do. We've got a great group of vendors, and they even just keep on our roster from year to year.
Sure.
So they just sometimes they just keep their money coming, you know, and in the fall, why, they just sign it up for the next one, so we know that they're going to be there.
Well, we keep hearing over and over again how expensive things are getting, mm-hmm. Jackie. So how expensive is it to walk in the door?
Oh, my goodness. It's $1 admission.
Oh, boy.
And with that, you get a ticket, and that gives you a chance for a door prize that each one of our vendors, so that will be 43-plus chances, you know, of they all give us something that they donate for the door price. So we do that about every 20, 30 minutes. So come out, have a cup of coffee, your piece of pie, your lunch, and wait for your ticket to be number to be announced.
Very good. $1 admission. That would have been a lot of money in 1922, but in 2022, it's very little.
Things have changed.
Yes, they certainly have. All right, very good. That craft show, again, is coming up this weekend. Give them the details.
Okay, it's Saturday, October 22nd from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Building at our beautiful fairgrounds. Like we said, $1 admission, and this is our 52nd annual. We had to set that back a little bit because of COVID. You know, we didn't have it that year, but we just keep it going, so we've done it many years. All of our proceeds stay right here in town for scholarships or projects. So come out and see us, have some food, see all of our vendors and all the different things that they have to offer. Start your Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving shopping.
Absolutely. 52nd annual, so you've had an opportunity to do a lot of good here in the community through the work that you've done and the money raised through the show this year and each of those years. So hope to have another successful one here this year. Jackie, thanks for coming by. Good luck.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out about it, and we appreciate that.